Okay. What is your name?
Leah Bird.
What is the real life issue or question you identified and researched, and how would you appraise the drawing, composition, piece, or photograph you associated with it?
Okay, so my question was, how can peer support help cancer patients fight cancer? And then I took a picture. It's of my aunt who fought cancer for like around 2 years. And the picture's of my mom helping her up this hill, because every year my family goes on this hike, and it's like, we do it like religiously, like every year. And I didn't think my aunt was going to be able to do it because like the chemo had weakened her so much. However, with the help of our family, she made it to the top. It was a really special moment that shows how others can be there for cancer patients, even though they can't like take away the cancer. So that was what my picture was of.
Okay. What problem or side of the issue or question had you not considered before your research, and why did you feel like it was an important problem or side of the issue for you to consider?
I hadn't considered the strong connections between mental and physical stability. So if you're more mentally strong, you're able to be more like physically strong. So people being there for cancer patients help them to be more mentally strong and better able to fight the cancer. And it was an important topic to me because my aunt had cancer, so I was around her a lot.
Okay. And final question, if you were to continue your research, what future directions would you anticipate it taking you in? What kinds of sources would you need, and how might you apply that research to some future ambition or project?
Just like finding more ways to offer relational connections to patients who are often in the hospital or at home resting, so that they're not really able to find those connections on their own. So I feel like you could create programs that would, a lot of them would be like in the hospital, giving cancer patients just ways to connect, giving them an aspect of a socialite despite their struggles. You would need volunteers and staff at the hospital willing to carry out these programs, and you could interview them and just ask what they think that the cancer patients need, since they're around them the most.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.